Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. Friday was the first day of media access at OTAs, and we heard from Bill Belichick following practice for the first time since the release of the Wells report, but it's quite clear that his only focus at this point is all about football. Here's Bill Belichick in its entirety.
Yeah, first week of OTA, so, you know, I feel like the players are working hard. We got a lot of guys that have, really done a good job in the offseason, and now they're starting to get the opportunity to, play football out on the field, come together a little bit as a team, in a different group. So that's encouraging. So it's always good to be back out here, and I think that these guys have, so far done a good job. And we just got to build on it day by day. See if we can build on next week off of this week's start and string some good days together.
Bill, are you preparing to start the season with Jimmy Garoppolo as the starter based on
We're just going
situation?
Day by day right now. Everybody's working hard trying to get better. That's what we're all doing.
Are you okay with Mr. Kraft's decision to accept the league's punishment?
Yeah, he made a statement on it last week.
Well, how critical is this for rookies to get in, jump in real quick?
Yeah, it's always, this is it. You know, we've had a couple weeks with them prior to OTAs. But, it's just drills and, footwork and bags and stuff like that. There's not a whole lot we can do. Now we can get another team in front of them, and they can start to, see how all the plays come together, how it looks against somebody on the other side of the ball. The communication that they have to have with each other in order to make plays work. So, it's a big jump for them, big step for them. It's a new system for all of them, but as a group, they're working hard, and I respect what they're doing. They've made a lot of progress. They've got a long way to go, but they've made some strides.
Phil, with all the organization's been through, how good is it to get back out on the football field and actually get into football again?
Yeah, well, it's what this time of year is for. We've had a lot of preparation time. We've had some off-season program time. And we've added some players to our team, so now we'll start to see them perform out there together. Instead of just having a bunch of names up on a board, name cards, now we're actually, we have football players. So.
You're certainly a face of this organization. Has it been tough to watch what's transpired over the last
we're just working hard every day to come out here and get better. And coaches, players, everybody in the organization, we're just each day we're trying to make a little bit better than the day before, so. So we're at, that's what we're going to keep doing.
You still get that excitement level when you get out on that football field?
Yeah, I love football.
Coach, do you have any opinion on fan movement to delay the raising of the banner until Tom Brady's on the field?
Right now we're just concentrating on our practices out here.
Is Deflategate taken away from the joy of the Super Bowl win in any way, Bill?
That was a long time ago. We're on to next year. It's 2015. You forget about last year. That was last year.
The veterans know how to deal with all this kind of stuff, but do you have to give a special message to the rookies as they join a team that's embroiled in a controversy, what they're supposed to say and how to act?
Well, what they need to do is, go out and work hard and try to earn a job on the team. That's what we're all trying to do is improve, and players are trying to compete for spots, and coaches are trying to get everybody ready to compete and ready to play a very competitive 16-game schedule, regular season schedule, so. That's what we're doing. There's no other real objective.
You don't just have rookies that are new to the program, Bill. You have a lot of free agents who came in that signed. Is their experience during OTAs any different than a rookie's in terms of learning the system, what they have to do at this stage?
Well, they have a lot more experience than the National Football League. We have guys that play a lot of football, just not for us. So, I think that's definitely an advantage. But it's a new system. It's a new program. They've had a little bit of jump on the rookies because they've been here since whatever it was, mid-April, late April. And the rookies didn't get here until, a few weeks after that, whatever it was, 2.5 weeks after that. So there's a little jump on.
Bill, in regards to the quarterback reps in practice, are you doing anything different in this OTA than you've done in the past?
We're trying to get everybody opportunity to learn our system and ready to compete and play. Competition will really come in training camp. It's more of a teaching camp and a competitive camp, but we want to try to get everybody an opportunity to learn and understand the plays and know what to do, and then we'll let them compete in training camp and preseason games and see how it goes. And it's up to them.
And the camera above the field, I think that's something we haven't seen before. What does that do for you in terms of what do you
I don't know.
the guy like,
guys, we'll do two final questions, please.
For a guy like Jimmy, though, how much is year two, how much does that help having the offseason, having everything to go through when it's just not new?
Yeah, I mean, it helps all rookies, all rookies to get that first year and then get that under year under the belt and come out in the second year. That's usually where you see the biggest jump, generally, most players, is from year one to year two. Or they understand the system, they've been through it, they've been through the league for a year, so hopefully we'll see that from our group.
Last question. Is it tougher for the rookies to filter out, or the young players to filter out whatever happened last year, filter out the distractions and move on?
Right now, we're in 2015. Nobody's looking back, nobody's looking ahead. We're just coming out here trying to get better day by day. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.